This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of people worried about interest rates, which are rising fast because of high inflation. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Wall Street slipped into a bear market Monday with losses for the S&P 500, dropping the index more than 20% below its record set early this year. The S&P dropped 3.9% Monday, while the Dow Jones Industrials, down more than 1,000 points for a time, ended up losing 876 points. The sell-off came in response to news that inflation is getting worse and ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday, with some economists speculating the Fed may raise its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. Mike Gracia.
Former President Trump is blasting the House January 6th committee hearings, calling them treasonous. Witnesses are saying then-President Trump kept clinging to outlandish theories to stay in power. Former Attorney General Bill Barr told the committee when they interviewed him,
"I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality, if he really believes this stuff."
The panel says Donald Trump's lies provoked a mob of his supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous record-setting heat from the upper Midwest to the Southeast, affecting nearly one-third of the nation's population. They closed all the entrances to Yellowstone National Park because heavy rain and melting snowpack caused massive flooding. It forced the evacuation of parts of Yellowstone. Park County, Montana officials say the fierce flooding throughout the county made drinking water unsafe in many areas. Michelle Obama is urging Americans not to tune out of the gridlocked political system. She says voting is a pathway to change in a deeply polarized nation. She spoke in Los Angeles. This is AP News. A peaceful Ukraine forest is now the site of a mass grave exhumation.
The lush green beauty of a pine forest with singing birds contrasts with the violent deaths of newly discovered victims of Russia's war in Ukraine, as workers exhume bodies from another mass grave near the town of Bucha on Kiev's outskirts. Andrei Nebaitov, head of the Kiev Regional Police, said at the scene, "Shots to the knees tell us the people were tortured." The gruesome work of digging up the remains has coincided with the Ukraine police chief's report that authorities have opened criminal probes into the killings of more than 12,000 people since Russia's invasion of Ukraine started on February 24. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Health Secretary Javier Becerra has COVID again. Mild symptoms. He's isolating. He's fully vaccinated and boosted. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.